Welcome back to All About Dog. I'm Kathy Stone.
And I'm Julia Elliott.
And we're really pleased to announce we've had our 100th episode download. Yay! Whee! It's all good. but today we're going to talk about, because Julia has decided she's going to get dog. So she needs to figure out what breed dog will be.
Yeah, I think that's a big topic of discussion. You ask people what kind of, you know, you try to ask people's opinions and it's just, it ranges so much. So I think the best thing for us to do on this episode's podcast, Kathy, is to let's explore the top, you know, 10, we'll say AKC registered animals. And I guess I should say dogs in this case, and kind of learn about those breeds. And, you know, obviously with the AKC being something that people know very well and people hold to a higher standard, it'd be very interesting to kind of research some of those dogs and see what they do and what their temperaments are about.
I agree. And in our experience, I'm sure you can agree with this, Julia, many parents don't realize whether the dog will bark because they get it as a puppy and it may not bark at that point. And if it does bark, what it sounds like. So we will be including an audio clip of each breed's bark for our listeners so they know what they're getting into. That's a good
thing. Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. Well, Kathy, let's dive in here. And
all right.
Looking at it, it looks like, let me take a look here. So breed number 10 is going to be the Pembroke Welsh Corgi, which actually surprises me that it's not higher up on the list because they're such popular dogs now.
Actually, I think this is the first time it's made the top 10 list for the AKC.
That's just crazy to me because they're so popular, especially now. Everybody thinks they're the cutest little things ever.
Right.
So, you know, looking at some of the information that I'm seeing about the Corgi, they're very affectionate, which doesn't surprise me at all. They look cute as a button. They're smart. They're very, very alert. They don't get very big. And, you know, I use big as a relative term. They kind of get long. They don't get tall. So they get up to 30 pounds if they're a male, and really about the same for female at 28 pounds. So that's also a new one for me to see is that small of a weight difference for male and female dogs. Normally you don't see them that close to each other. So that's pretty interesting. They also live to be a pretty decent age, 12 to 13 years. That's pretty good
for a small dog.
Yeah, that's very good. But it might also have something to do with the group that they're in. They're considered a herding group. And, you know, those dogs tend to be very active and have good, you know, cardiovascular. They keep things pumping well. So that's, I guess that doesn't surprise me, but it does surprise me that a Corgi is considered a herding dog.
Really? I would have thought they would have been more like a terrier, a ratter. With that build, I would have thought they would have been more hunting low kinds of dogs. But they're pretty quick.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. They're cute. And you know, people don't realize all these hidden talents about all these little dogs. But I think Corgis are so, so cute. They've got really, really good temperaments. They're expected to live a long time. They're a good family dog. You know, I love Corgis personally. If you're a small dog person, I love Corgis. Now if you're a big dog person, a Corgi might not attract you as much, but there's nothing cuter than a Corgi booty. I'll say that.
And I have a clip of what they sound like when they bark.
Let's hear it. Quiet.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the number 9, and that is the German short hair pointer. These tend to be a little bit taller than the Corgis for sure. Yeah. they live about the same length as Corgis, 10 to 12 years, but they're a little bit bigger. They 70 pounds, male or female. They're gorgeous dogs. I mean, the way they truly can point, and obviously they're hunting dogs, used for hunting dogs, right? They generally have nice flappy ears so that they can catch the scent of whatever they're hunting. Their feet are a little bit smaller, so they have a lot of agility. They don't get them stuck in stuff. They're enthusiastic trade dogs that love a lot of exercise. They do need a lot of training because they are hunting dogs. They need a job. They've got to have something to do. And of course they give lots of love, as does most dogs, right? I mean, that's yep. why we love dogs. And German short-haired pointer people call their aristocratic companions the perfect pointer, I guess, as versus other pointers. I don't really know what that means, but they can be really, really cute as puppies. They do have bigger feet as puppies, so don't be misled that they'll be a big dog because they have big feet. They obviously grow into those feet because as adults, they're a little bit smaller feet than, you know, what you'd expect from a Rottweiler or a Shepherd or something of that stature. So yeah, they're gorgeous dogs and short-haired, so they should be easy to take care of. They look pretty waterproof to me. Mm. I love the speckles on them.
Yeah, they're beautiful cool. dogs.
And they bark, and this is their bark.
All right, moving on to breed number 8. This is going to be the Rottweiler, which this doesn't really surprise me as much that the Rottweiler is number 8. They're big dogs. They're beautiful dogs. A lot of people have them, but I think they're more of, if you're a Rottweiler person, you're a Rottweiler person. I don't think everybody is going to be a Rotty fan. I think they get a little bit of a bad rap compared to who they really are. You'll learn in the earlier podcast, you know, it's all about the training. And this right. is a prime example of a dog this size that needs proper training. And, you know, how many dogs have we seen at camp that are Rotties and they're just the sweetest, sweetest dogs. Mm-hmm. And their temperament is loyal. Mm-hmm. They're loving. They're extremely confident, which doesn't surprise me at all. And they're also the guardian of the house. So I think they're amazing dogs. They are very, very large. Males can be anywhere from 95 to 135 pounds, and females can be 80 to 100 pounds. So oof. Unlike the last dog, you will see big feet and you will get big feet. That's what we're going to get with a Rottie. Their expectancy, the life expectancy is going to be 9 to 10 years, which in my opinion, that's also pretty decent for a dog that size.
Right. As we know, the larger really they good. Get to be, the less the life expectancy tends to be.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's correct. And they're also considered a working group dog too. They're a robust working breed of great strength. That's actually descended from the Mastiffs. So that's a fact that I didn't know they had about them, that they're kind of came from the Mastiff type of family. And for our callers that don't know about Mastiffs, they're massive. they're a gentle playmate and a protector with the family circle. The Rottie observes the world with, you know, self-observed aloofness. So they're really, really cool dogs. I think they're beautiful too. And again, I think this is all going to be about the training and how well you can let the dog understand that you're going to lead them, not them leading you.
Truly. Cause they can be a bit terrifying.
Yes.
And that's their job, right? Their job is to protect. So
absolutely.
And their bark sounds like. All right. Number 7 is a beagle. I don't know if I've told you this, but I did have a dog when I was like 10 years old, and it was part beagle and part shepherd. Huh. Back then you didn't know to train dogs. So when he stole a bone out of the garbage, when I went to get it from him, he bit me, which is part of the reason why I didn't like dogs as a kid.
Didn't know that.
Cats don't do that to you. but he would also chew on everything. And that is a trait of beagles. They're chewers, not just as puppies, but even as grown animals, they can chew. So they're a little more high maintenance. They're gorgeous dogs. They are part of the hound group. They're smaller, 13 to 15 inches high, 20 pounds, 20 to 30 pounds, depending. They do live a lot longer. They live 10 to 15 years. And, you know, they're gorgeous. They do have floppy ears again for that hunting thing that they do. They're solid strong dogs, even though they're short, but they're a lot of fun. They're loyal companions, happy-go-lucky and funny. And the ones we have at camp, I just love, but they do bark a lot and they do have a unique bark. And here it is.
All right. The number six breed is going to be the poodle. And again, another dog, in my opinion. If you're a poodle person, you're a poodle person. Not everybody's going to be a poodle person. I personally think they're actually really, really pretty dogs. I think they're great show dogs. Their temperament, they're active, they're proud, they're very, very smart. And I think that kind of, again, goes over to that show dog side of things where they hold their head up very high and that's just who they are. They don't get very big. They only get to be about 15 inches and that's a standard poodle. There are different size poodles. Weight, I would say mid to large size dogs, 60 to 70 pounds for a male, 40 to 50 for a female. Long life expectancy, 10 to 18 years.
Oh my goodness.
18 years. Talk about your two-legged, four-legged. This is a close to a two-legged.
There you go.
And they're going to be in the non-sporting group, as well. And whether it's a standard miniature toy poodle, no matter their color, poodles stand very proudly among, you know, their dogdom, we'll say. And then beneath the curly, low allergenic coat, there's an elegant athlete. So they're beautiful dogs. They do bark. And here's what their bark sounds like.
Then on to number five. It's the bulldog. Now, if you're a Georgia fan, you probably know more about bulldogs than I do. Hint, my family went to Georgia Tech, so sorry about that. But bulldogs, they are cute. I will give them smushy face dogs are just as cute as they can be. They don't get very big, 50 pounds. They do live 8 to 10 years. And what a surprise, they're in the non-sporting group. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. But they are friendly. They're considered courageous and calm. And if you've ever watched Uga, you know that he just kind of hangs out and watches the game. Part of the problem for that one is that because they are smushy face, they tend to overheat. So you have to be really careful with them. They are loving. They're fun to be around when you've got one that is part of the family. They can be kind and resolute and courageous. They're not vicious or aggressive in any way. They do stand very solidly, and that's probably why he's the mascot for Georgia, right? Good, solid, courageous, kind but courageous, friendly but dignified. That's what they say about them. The sour mug face is a universal symbol of courage and tenacity. Did you know that?
I did not.
So there you go.
Makes sense, though.
There you go. They tend to be lower to the ground, obviously. They have nice, solid feet, which is part of the breed standard. They tend to be a thicker dog. They do shed some, but they're still a short-haired breed, so pretty easy to keep up with on maintenance. As with all dogs, they can bark. They tend to be less vocal than other breeds, but I do have a clip.
All right, number four most popular breed is going to be the French Bulldog, which this breed doesn't surprise me at all that it's in the side of the top 10. This is a very, very, very popular breed. They are very, very playful and smart dogs. They're another like the bulldog, smushed face. So keeping up with hygiene in these dogs is very, very important. Got to make sure that you're wiping down in between those rolls. They don't get very big in height. They're about 11 to 13 inches. Small dogs, under 28 pounds. They're going to be a good car rider. We'll put it that way, in the front seat. Their life expectancy, 10 to 12 years. So pretty decent life expectancy. They're also in the non-sporting group. I'm assuming it's probably because of that smushed face. They just can't be as active as, they would like to be. But the one-of-a-kind French Bulldog, It has his large bat ears and even disposition is one of the world's most popular small dog breeds, which I think is very, very accurate. They're playful, they're alert, they're adaptable, and they're irresistible. I do. And everything that I'm reading here, I mirror. She's amazing. These dogs are just so fun. They're so great to playing out with. And they do bark, though. And to me, their bark is a bit unique. So I'm sure you guys would be interested to hear kind of what that bark sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, I need to visit with Maggie again. It's been a while. Our next entry in the list is a very popular one, and I'm surprised it isn't like number one, but it's the Golden Retriever. It actually ranks number three and not number one, which kind of surprised me. I figured Goldens just are too cute. They are friendly and intelligent and very devoted. This is a dog that does need a job. A lot of people let their kids play on it. They can have the temperament to allow that to happen, but you still have to be careful. Little children can pull things that can hurt. So you got to be careful on that. But they truly are loving and friendly, and they like to be around. They can get pretty big, 75, 65 pounds, and a couple of feet tall. They are in the sporting group. They are a symmetrical, powerful, active dog. Sound and well put together, not clumsy. And I would say that's true. And their fur adds to the grace when they run. They're just beautiful. Exuberant Scottish gun dog of great beauty. I did not know that. That's pretty cool. They're serious hunters and they like to work in the fields. They're wonderful assistant dogs. They do guide. A lot of them are guide dogs. They work in search and rescue and other competitive environments. Agility, maybe not so much because they're a little bit taller, but they are truly a wonderful family dog. They tend to bark a little bit. Again, they all can talk to us, but here's what they sound like.
All right. Breed number two, another breed that I will hold very close to my heart is going to be the German Shepherd dog. I also have one of these at home. It says their temperament is confident, courageous, and smart. And I definitely think that's true. They're very, very curious dogs as well. They're always looking around and making sure they know what's in their surroundings. They do get very big, even in height and in weight. You know, they can get up to being about 24 inches tall, and males can be 65 to 90 pounds. Females can be 50 to 70. So very, very large dogs. Life expectancy, 12 to 14 years. They're the herding group. They have a very, very thick coat that does require some grooming, not necessarily on the side of, let me go and get my dog a haircut, but they do have to be brushed and taken care of and get baths and make sure that they're, especially being a herding dog, they've just got to stay clean. But generally considered dog kind's finest all-purpose worker, the German Shepherd is a very large, agile, muscular dog of noble character and high intelligence.
They're very much one person.
Yes.
My experience with them is they are not necessarily food motivated once they get of age, but they will do whatever they can for their owner.
I would definitely say that's true. And, you know, even with my German Shepherd, he definitely protects the family, but I would even go one step further to say we'll call him the kid that only listens to mom and not dad. That's kind of my German Shepherd too. He hears you, but if mom says it, okay, I understand. That's kind of their personality, and they do have a very big, deep bark. So here's a quick little snippet of that.
And our number one, no surprise, is the Labrador Retriever. And they come in three different colors. So whatever your pet color scheme is, there's a lab to meet your color scheme. Mm-hmm. Black ones are probably the most popular, at least around here, that we see mostly black labs. They can be pretty good sized, males up to 80 pounds, females up to 70. But they do, speaking of food motivated, This, I think, would be your number one food motivated dog is the lab retriever. I know my grand dog, she will do anything for a treat with anyone who has a treat. And she's gorgeous. You have to be careful that they don't eat too much because they will eat even when they shouldn't. So they can tend to be a little bit heavier if parents aren't paying attention and or giving them enough exercise. Again, as a larger breed, they do need more exercise. They are a working dog. They used for hunting. They retrieve gun. They're retrieving gun dog, another one of those. They can hunt waterfowl. They tend to have waterproof fur. The water runs off of them. They're very smart. They're sweet-faced and lovable and friendly and outgoing, highly food-motivated dogs. Which is probably why they're number one, because you can train them easily because they're so food-motivated. They're great dogs and they're just easy to be around and very, very smart. And like I say, they come in brown, white, and black. So whatever your pet color scheme is, there's a Labrador to fit your scheme. And here's what they sound like. Okay, well, does this help you at all trying to figure out which breed you might want, Julia?
Yeah, I think it does. And if anything, I learned a lot about some dogs that I really didn't know that much about. You know, I mean, there's so many different breeds out there and there's just so much that you could possibly learn from each breed. So this is definitely a good start. I don't know if I've narrowed my decision down yet, but I think I'm moving in that direction.
Right. And since we know you already have a Frenchie, and you have a GSD, it's probably not going to be one of those. What's your other?
And a bulldog.
And a bulldog.
Can't forget about her.
That's right. I knew there was a third one in there. So I think that's a good, this is a good place to wrap up. We want to thank our sponsor, Camp Bow Wow Lawrenceville. We'd love for you to come by and take a tour of camp anytime. We're open virtually every day and tours are open whenever we're open. So do you have anything else, Julia?
No, the one thing I would add is I do have another Atlanta Humane Society dog of the week I would like to speak to on here in case anybody's interested. Her name is Gardenia. She's a large mixed breed. She looks like she has a little bit of pit bull in her. She's beautiful, beautiful tri-color dog. She's got that dark brown, light brown, white in her. She is fully grown. She's 4 years old. And she's 44 pounds. So she's not too terribly big of a dog. Says she loves children. She loves to play. She has a super great temperament. And, you know, she's looking for a home right now. So I encourage you guys to check her out at atlantahumane.org.
That's great. That's great. The more dogs we can help home, the better the world will be.
Absolutely.
I would also like to give a shout out to Lawrenceville Kennel Club for letting Julia and I come and speak with them this past week. Great group of people, and we plan to do some more stuff with them in the future. With that, I'm Kathy Stone.
And I'm Julia Elliott.
And this is All About
Dog.